The very first thing I want to talk about is a word that is some words that I think are helpful in this discussion, and some words that are devastating that we ought to eradicate from our vocabulary as followers of Jesus Christ. Okay? Let's talk about the helpful words. So we talked about one of them already, national, nations. Not a problem. That's a good word. People come from different countries, from different parts of the world, settled there by, for whatever reasons and however, and we talked about where that came from. That was God's purpose and his design. So nations is something that we, is a good word. It helps us identify, someone who comes from the same region, someone who has, governed by the same set of laws, people who have settled together from and have a national identity. Another good word is ethnic, right? Ethnic, meaning what are the unique characteristics that are common to a set of human beings. And so that hair texture, skin color, and other physical attributes give a person an ethnic identity. Then there's culture. We talked about culture, language. You know, it's always amazing. I come to Grove City, or I've had the privilege of traveling, and it's always a wonderful thing for me to watch how many of you, it makes me feel really, really bad, are multilingual. You know, it's a great skill. It's a wonderful gift. Us poor Americans, you know. But language, right? Language, diet, foods, things, all of these are cultural identities that are, and social behaviors that are accepted within a common group of people. And these are good words because they help us qualify and identify specific things that we can recognize in each other. And then, obviously, the goal of our discussion is oneness and unity. It's the sharing of common goals, purposes, and the pursuit of those said goals, the purposes, and forming of a complete harmonious whole. What God is wanting to do is to take everyone who has come to faith in Jesus Christ with all of our uniquenesses and our differences, unite us in Christ, and that we can then display the fact that this is what Christ's work does and accomplishes. When we get to Friday, you're going to find out that's what heaven's about. That's what heaven's going to be about. And so we'll talk about that. Now here's some not so helpful words. Race. That is not a helpful word. See the wheels turning. Race implies that there is some unique distinction between people groups, and implicitly in that definition says one is superior to the other. I've been on a campaign for a long time. Whenever this topic comes up, I say that every one of us who are followers of Jesus Christ ought to eliminate that word from our vocabulary. There is one race. What is it? Everybody together. Adam.
Human race.
Human! Which is an Adam, right? It's one race. Let's get biblical. Somebody turn to Acts chapter 17. And someone read verse 24 through 26. Acts chapter 17, 24 to 26.
Verse 24,
The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives all to mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring.
Thank you. Very clear, very distinct. God has made all men of one man. Another translation says of one blood. So there is no distinctions. And so we want to raise your consciousness and your awareness that that is a word to avoid at all costs because it carries so much baggage with it. Here's a word that we want to be aware of and be cautious in our use, and that's the word prejudice. Now, prejudice is not just a word. Prejudice is an attitude. Prejudice is I look at someone who is culturally, ethnically, nationally different than I am, and I make some judgments about them based on whatever reasons. Well, if I bring that into the realm of my Christian relationships, my relationships with other believers, I am not working towards the Lord's desire that we practice and we display unity. Where do those ideas come from? Where do those presuppositions, those prejudices come from? They come from a world that which we live that is full of conflict, that identifies and prejudges based on these criteria and these characteristics. And so let's be very aware of prejudgment based on those realities, based on those identifiers.
I was just thinking of just following up what you said about the attitude and prejudice. I was thinking of John chapter 1 verse 46 where we read there that backing up a little bit. Now Philip was from Bethsaida and the city of Andrew and Peter, and Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" So there was a built up prejudice. There was an attitude against because of the city of Nazareth. So this is not something new. This goes all the way back. We can probably have other examples as well.
I would like to go back to Genesis 11. And brother, I think we read it, but in verse 6, the Lord says, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." What I see from there is that there is real power in unity. There is real power. When men, at this point, there was no dispute. If they continued on working together, they would have accomplished a whole lot. And in reality, it is clear today that when we work as teams, when we put our abilities together in teams, we can accomplish a lot more than if we work as individuals. And that seems, that's the model. Clearly, there was no dispute. If they worked together, they could have accomplished so much. But the problem is that they were doing it totally independent of God. So this is just a simple thought, that unity is really powerful. Mm-hmm. We could accomplish a whole lot when we unite. And God, that's God's plan as we can get, as we go through the week. But there's power when we work together in unity.